Part 2. Why We Are Fat. Americans are more health conscious than ever before. Since the 1970s, the mortality rate from both cardiovascular disease and stroke has dropped. Stores have more healthy food options, fewer Americans are smoking, and many people regularly monitor their blood pressure and cholesterol levels. So why are we fat and getting fatter? Chapter 4. Evolutionary History. There's no denying that, as a society, we eat more today than we ate in the past. In the last 50 years, our plates have literally become 30% larger, and the portions on them have been supersized. In the 1960s, the average dinner plate was 9 inches in diameter. In the 1970s, restaurants upped their dinner plates to 10 inches. Today, our at-home dinner plates are 12 inches wide, while some restaurants now serve individual entrees on platters. Even if our plates and our portions are bigger, we still have free will, right? No one steers your car into the fast food drive-thru lane or forces your daily donut down your throat. The whole nation has gotten lazy and lost its willpower. Why else wouldn't we be able to just say no? Could it be that we're biologically wired to say yes? A world of want. Over the course of human evolution, there has never been any reason to limit our food intake. In fact, it's the opposite. Because we need food to survive, we are genetically programmed to love it. According to Dr. Rudy Leibel, the Columbia University molecular geneticist, there may be as many as 100 genes that favor food-seeking behavior. Scientists' best estimate is that today's humans are genetically identical to our ancestors.